Today, amen. Turn with me to let's turn first to the book of Matthew. Turn to the book of Matthew. I tell you, we'll stay right there. We'll stay right there. Book of Matthew, chapter 12 and verse 35. When you find it, say amen. Matthew chapter 12 and verse, we're gonna look at verse 35. Are we there yet? All right. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things." Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Man, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to be in your house. Lord God, we pray blessings upon each and every individual that is here on this morning, Father God. We pray that all that we've done up to this point, Lord God, is pleasing in your sight. Lord God, we also ask you right now, Lord, to forgive us for our sins, those that we committed that we knew of, and Father God, those that we knew not. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, that you would just get me out of self, Father God. If there be anything, Lord, within me at this present moment that is not pleasing to you, I ask you to take it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, if I'm too high, I ask you to lower me. Lord God, but if I'm too low, I ask you to lift me up. Lord God, we just give you honor. We give you glory for who you are. We thank you for traveling grace to get us here on today. We thank you for our children, Father God. We thank you for each and every ministry in this church. Lord God, we thank you for the spirit of praise that is in this place on this morning, Father God. Lord God, we pray that, Lord, you would just, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, those that we knew of, and Father God, those we knew not. Lord God, hide me behind your cross and dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, Father God, that this word will be plain to those who are hearing on today. Lord, that we will be able to take it out and use it next week, next month, Father God, and even next year. Not only that, Father God, that we will be able to just share it with our friends and our family. Lord God, we just thank you for this time that you brought us together. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Amen. For those of you who were here on last week, we talked about the subject that we used last week was, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. A few Sundays before that, it seems like ever since Pastor Reverend Savage came down and preached for us that we've been on this love thing. Talking about love. He preached about how to love. And if we learn how to love, amen, if we treat each other the way that we want to be treated, then I believe that this world would be a better world to live in. Amen. You would be a more pleasant person, amen, for people to be around. Amen. I believe that our homes will be better homes. Our schools will be better schools. Our churches will be awesome churches. And we just show a little bit of love. And then last week, we talked about growing up. Y'all remember that? We talked about growing up, and we said in the word, it says, "But when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." So my brothers and sisters, we have to put away childish things, which leads us up to what we're going to talk about today. Did anybody put away any childish thing this last week? Amen. Thank you, sister. That's why you're homecoming nominee, because you put away childish things. Amen. Let's give her a hand also, Sister Mercedes. Amen. Is a homecoming queen nominee at North Lamar. Man, that's good. You know, at Roxton, everybody's a homecoming queen nominee, even the boys. We don't have enough kids. It's just anybody. You want to run for homecoming queen? Amen. I remember one year, Candy, you a homecoming queen, wasn't you? Yeah, that's why I had a homecoming queen. It was two of them, 50-50 chance. But today, if y'all will give me a few minutes, I want to talk about, we're talking about growing up. When we put away childish things, I want to just talk about today. Look inside. Look inside. Look inside. Y'all, everybody in here has heard the phrase that says, don't judge a book by its cover. Amen? You know, some church folks, some Baptist folks couldn't get ready for Pastor McGuire this morning with these jeans on, this shirt untucked. Man, Sister Roberta said that don't matter. I'm glad we've grown up and put away childish things. Because some people don't think you can praise God unless you have all these, especially preachers. Y'all know how we are. Oh, God, I'm so holy. My tie is so straight. My cufflinks, I have to get my jacket just perfect so you can see my cufflinks with my initials on them. But let me tell you something. God ain't got time for that. He doesn't have time for that. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35, it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his of the heart bringing forth good things. All of y'all see this morning that Brother Johnny said a watermelon. Look inside. I got a watermelon here. I get these all the time. There's a guy in Roxton that drops watermelons and cantaloupes. And what's that other kind of melon candy that he drops off? Israeli melon. That's what I couldn't think of this morning. But he drops them off at our house like every day. And the thing about these melons that he drops off, Sister Roberta, is they look delicious on the outside sometimes. When you look at, I can't wait. Girl, look at that watermelon. Look at that cantaloupe candy. We're going to get in there and, cut it up. But sometimes when you get on the inside, it's just no good. Some of the worst looking ones that we've received were the sweetest. They got to look on the inside. My brothers and sisters, church people. We have an issue because we want to look at the outward appearance. But the Bible says that God is not concerned with the outward appearance, but what's inside, what's in a man's heart. Ooh, I'm preaching right now. It was funny this morning, Brother Ricks. I had a watermelon, and watermelon just kind of, I guess it was, y'all know we like watermelon. But everybody commented on the watermelon. And I tell you what, y'all know what's funny. How do you pick a good watermelon? Oh, Lord, I knew somebody was going to fall for it. What'd you do, Brother Johnny? Brother Johnny said, you thump it. Now, I heard a new one. Y'all know Brother Ron from Clarksville. He said, boy, look at that stem. That stem is all dried up. That mean that booger there is right. Brother Johnny's too right. It might be, but we don't know. We don't know. And we are so guilty of judging people based on their outward appearance. Just because they don't look the way you think they ought to look. Just because they don't wear what you think they ought to wear. I like this, and I was immediately drawn into this. It's just amazing that everybody, you want to look at it, Mom. Yeah, that's a good one right there. Y'all know people that say, oh, that's a good one right there. You don't know until you get on the inside. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. Book of 1 Samuel. And I'm almost done. Y'all got the gist of the whole sermon this morning. Y'all, first Samuel, let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. All my Bible readers, y'all know who we finna talk about. Oh, we're gonna talk about old Brother David. We're gonna talk about Brother David. We're gonna talk about young David. Can we talk about young David, young man David? All right, David. Bible says that David is a man after God's own heart. Are we there yet? And 1 Samuel chapter 16, it talks about Samuel is told by God to go down to Jesse's house down in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, that's Jesus' hometown. Amen. Y'all know Bethlehem was kind of like the hood, right? But to go down to Bethlehem because the new king is in Bethlehem and he's in Jesse's house. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Saul, the king, had messed up. He had fallen out of grace with God. Just doing what he wanted to do and all that good stuff. So now there has to be a new king. Out with the old, in with the new. Are y'all with me? Now, if we look back on the, it says a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringing forth good things. Young David, a man had seven brothers. Jesse had eight sons. Oh, and he had some good looking boys. Stand up, Brother Darryl. Look at it. Look good like Brother Darryl. Stand up, Brother Darren. Look good like Brother. Stand up, Steve. Stand up, DQ. Y'all think I'm just calling out a good. Stand up, Bradley. Sean, stand up, Sean. Stand up. How many is that? We got seven. Is that six? How many is that? Six? I need one more to stand up. Who else? Come on, Mark. Stand up, Marcus. Marcus said, I'm going to get up too. I'm good looking. And then, but there was another brother. These are the seven brothers that Jesse called in to meet with the prophet Samuel to name the next king. All these fine young, look at that boy right there with those muscles, that chest. Look at Brother Steve Slim Trim fighting machine. Look at Brother Sean, look, he just look like he ready to fight. Got Bradley back there with the glasses on. We know he's smart, he can lead us. So you would think, based on these good-looking brothers, that Samuel could have found one of these. And you know what? God told him, he said, you're going to know him when you come up on, because there's going to be something about him. So he got to this first one. Look good. And I forget what his name was. Y'all know, reading, you'll see his name. He's a real good-looking, very handsome, lift weights just like DQ. Look at the pretty eyes, DQ guy. Girls like that, don't they? You might as well say it, go on, say it, don't they? Yeah, man. Back in the day, I want to get contact, so I know the pretty eyes would do something for you. Because I was so caught up in the outward appearance. Y'all know we spent hours in the mirror brushing that hair. Wave caps on, get up, go to school, your head big old indented on your forehead. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, visitors. I that's just how I am. I'm just real. But Sammy said, no, that's not him. Sit down. He said, no, you sit down too, Steve. That's not Steve. No, not Darryl. Sit down, Darryl. Yeah, not you. Marcus, I know you was all excited, thought you was gonna be the next king. Sit down. Bradley, sorry, bro. Sean, not you either. See. Even Samuel being the man of God that he was, he assumed, and even the father assumed that it would be one of these fellas, because man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at what's on the inside. Ooh, and I just got a question for you. I might as well rush this. I might as well just go on to the, what is on the inside of you this morning? If choosing time came down to what's on the inside of us this morning, would we be called out? Would we be the chosen? Or would we have to sit down? Because some of us think we're all that and a bag of chips. Just because we had that job, because we got a good credit score, we got all this stuff that looked good. But how do you look on the inside? How do you look in front of an almighty God? And I'm talking to myself this morning. I'm telling you, all this filters through me. McGuire, how do you look? How do you look to God? Yeah, you want to look good in front of people. Mr. School Board Guy. Mr. Roxton himself. Mr. Orange Chapel. We have a church down there where everybody's welcome. Guess what? Black people and white people go to church together at Orange Chapel. So you know, I fit, you know, look good around the boy. Oh boy, they're doing things down at the OC. On my job, respected on my job. There. But if the Lord came and did inventory, he said, wait a minute, McGuire, let me look in your brain. Wait a minute, let me have that cell phone. Let me see what your history looked like. You think it's gone, but it's not. You think you deleted those messages off Facebook, but they're still on there. They go somewhere, Johnny. Don't they, Tony, Mr. IT guy? I'm going to have Tony start pulling files on everybody. But God can see what's on the inside. Y'all know Santa Claus. Y'all remember when mama them used to. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Yeah, we better get this thing right. Because God, look, he's looking on what's on the inside. Now, let me tell y'all, there's some winos out there that's going to beat us to heaven. Ooh, I'm sorry. Look who God used. Look who God used. Y'all know Noah had a little drink on every once in a while. And I'm not condoning drinking because that's another issue. Addictions, that's just not good. Amen? Look at Paul. Paul, the one who persecuted and killed Christians. And God used him to write 14 books in the Bible. But God saw something on the inside of him. Look at little David. Stand up, little man, before you go to sleep. Stand up. Stand up. You going to stand up for me? Come on. All right. Now, you don't want to stand up? You want to be used by God? Okay, I'm sorry. Come on, Adrian, stand up. Stand up, Adrian. Wait a minute. All these good-looking fellas, y'all stand up one more time. Now, who would we choose to be our king if it was up to us? It wouldn't be him, would it? Sit down. But God saw something on the inside of little David. Well, he said, wait a minute, Jesse. You said you got seven sons here, but there's something in my spirit that tells me you got it. He said, yeah, I got another son. The little ugly boy, he's out there in the field tending to the sheep. He's out there on on the bottom. That's country talk. Y'all know what the bottom is. That on the hay meadow. Moving the sheep around for me. He said, come, you got one more. Tell him to come on to the, come on up here. Stand up, Adrian, one more time. Woo. Little watermelon. I heard somebody say this morning, boy, that sure is a little watermelon. But there's an orchard. Woo, hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I'm finna preach right now. Y'all get ready. He said, look at this. Yeah, don't y'all know that God uses people that are busy? Yeah. I'm just waiting for my ship to come in. Lord, what do you want me to? I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. You ain't doing nothing. But David was busy. And David was doing what his daddy told him to do. David wasn't caught up in, I'm one of the boys. He was out there in the, you know what? And what's crazy about that deal is, I really wonder what David dealt with. Y'all, I kind of think David might have been an outside kid. He said, because he said that he was shaped and he was born in what? Born in iniquity, right? And what? Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So, could it be that he didn't look like the other brothers because he was another brother? I'm going to leave that alone, y'all. Some of us feel like because we came from a certain family, you know them old McGuire's, they ain't about nothing. Stand up, Adrian. You working this morning. Obedient. That's what God is looking for. Those of us that can carry out some instruction, they can do what he asked us to do. David's out tending to the sheep, and you know what? He has responsibility. You know, I'm a real man. Just because you turn 18 don't mean you're a man. Because you're 21, you can drink, don't make you a real man. Well, what's on the inside? He wasn't fussing about, he wasn't, man, everybody else is going to the house. He was out there working. And guess what? When you're working, God is just preparing you. Woo! Y'all remember when David met Goliath and they had the altercation, they had the fight. He said, wait a minute, this Philistine, this uncircumcised Philistine, he ain't nobody. When I was out in the field, a bear came and grabbed one of my daddy's sheep. And you know what I did? I ran and I caught that bear and I hit him in the face. And then a lion came through, the king of the jungle, but I'm a child of God. That makes me stronger than the lion. Amen? And I ran that lion down and I took what belonged to my daddy. Boy, y'all better pray with me this morning. I took what belonged to my daddy. It's what's on the inside. He had heart. I talked to y'all about basketball last week. Sit down, Adrian. I'm sorry. I talked to y'all last week about, you know, being a tough basketball player. I got to get you. We got a young football player in the house today, Jamal. And you know what I like about Jamal? Jamal has heart. You got to have heart. And it took David having heart to go out and take back what the enemy tried to take away. A lot of times when the enemy takes things from us, we just let him have it. Oh, the Lord will give me another one. That's all right. But David went after that was taken away from his flock. All right. God uses people that are busy. Let's get about our Father's business. Amen. I think that's enough for today. Look at this right here. Some of us, there's so much on the inside of us. Every last one of us, so much on the inside right here. There's a whole orchard in this watermelon. All the seeds. Did y'all see that? Y'all see that? This thing is full of seeds. But you know what most of us do? God has given us so much. And what we should do is we should plant and invest. But how many of us, every time we eat fruit, what do we do with the seeds? Spit them out, throw them in the trash can. Ooh, I don't want them seeds. You know what? We ought to. Why don't we just replant? Huh? Because when we look at this, all we see is a little watermelon, but it has so much potential. When Jesse looked at his sons, he looked at little David. He said, he's just little David. He just attends to the sheep. He ain't nobody. But guess what? There was so much on the inside of him. There was so much on, and guess what? He was connected. He was connected with something that was alive and well. Look at this. Matthew 12 and 35. And the story there in Matthew 12 and 35 is about Jesus when he begins his ministry. And I know y'all know I'm ADD and I jump around all the time, but he had cast a demon out and they were talking all bad about him, saying he was Beelzebub, the prince of devils and all that stuff. And he said, how can a house divided against itself stand? But he goes on down here and say, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. We've got to look inside. We have to look inside ourselves, my brothers and sisters. Some of us are struggling today because we don't have the right thing embedded in our heart. Some of us have hatred in our heart. Amen? Some of us have jealousy in our heart. Woo! Some of us have a lying tongue embedded in our heart. We just want to lie. That's it. We just want to spread gossip. That's it. Man, it's amazing when these sermons take a turn on you, Darren. Matthew 12 and 33, if you jump back up two verses from where we started, it says, a tree is known, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. David, look at all the great things that David did in his life. The Bible says that Jesus was out of the house of David. Jesus is out of the house of David. And David is a man after God's own heart. And we know that David had victories, and we know that he had defeats. But every time something bad happened in his life, he laid down on his face and he prayed and he asked God to fix that situation for him, because he had something on the inside that was much bigger than any circumstance or situation. My brothers and sisters, what do you have on the inside? There's a seed on the inside of that watermelon. Amen. And guess what? There's a seed inside of you. Jesus Christ is on the inside of every last one of us that have accepted him as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Use what you have, my brothers and sisters. Let's stop. You know, and the thing about it is, as Christians, we are so hard on other Christians. We are so hard on other people. Based on stuff that don't even matter. Just because they may look a certain way, they may talk a little bit different. Amen? But my brothers and sisters, God looks on the inside. Amen? And you know what's awesome about when God looks on the inside of us? We have any Christians in the house, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Let me see by show of hands who you are. All right. When he looks on the inside of you, come on, Tony, I'm done. He said, what? You done? Are you not going to scream and turn a flip? No, not today. I will hoop and holler and scream in a couple Sundays. But God looks on the inside. We have to understand that. Now, the question is, who is on the inside of you this morning? I mean, really, really think about that. You know, when I told the kids that we're still in church, no matter where we are, today, when you're faced with that decision on whether you're going to go off or not, some of y'all, when you watch the Cowboys today and when they do what they probably going to do, you got to remember that you're still in church. Amen? No matter where, what's on the inside? Because the Bible says it's not what goes in a man that defiles him, it's what comes out. So whatever's on the inside of you is going to come out. Some of you, when you stump your toe, you say, Lord, have mercy. Some of you, when you stump your toe, you say something else. What's on the inside? God looks on the inside, my brothers and sisters. There's awesomeness inside of all of us. There was a little boy that lived out in the country, and his mom, and he and his mom and his little sister, they didn't have much money. And school started, and, you know, all the other kids had on new clothes and new shoes and new sharp little shirts, looked like Darren with little crosses on and everything. And this little boy didn't have nice clothes. Everything he had holes in it. And back in the day, back in those days, it wasn't popular to wear holes in your clothes like it is now. You know, so little boy went to school the first day. Kids made fun of him. They made fun of him. The next day he got on the bus. They made fun of him again. Third day, got ready for school. And just like every day, you know, some of the kids would eat bacon and eggs and all that stuff. And he would sit down and eat his bowl of cereal. And he's sitting there with his head down. And he said, Mom, I don't want to go to school today. And she said, Son, well, why not? I said, well, Mom, you know, all the other kids have nice clothes. And they have nice shoes, but you know, I understand our situation, and I know that we don't have money to buy those things, but they're making fun of me. She said, well, baby, don't worry about it. He said, Mom, it's getting bad. He said, as soon as I get on the bus, I got so many holes in my clothes, they start calling me Cheerio. So they call me Cheerio because I have holes in my clothes. Every time, everywhere I go, hey, Cheerio, what's up, Cheerio? And I'm just tired of, Mom, I don't want to go to school anymore. They were looking at the outward appearance. But just like a real mother, Mom sat him down and said, Son, let me tell you something. So you see that bowl of Cheerios that you're eating right there? I want you to take your spoon and I want you to push one of those Cheerios to the bottom of that bowl. I want you to push it all the way down to the bottom of the bowl. And he grabbed his spoon and he pushed the Cheerio to the bottom of the bowl, and he moved the spoon and the Cheerio popped back up. It almost jumped out of the water. She said, baby, when they call you Cheerio, you just look at them and you smile. And you tell them, you can call me Cheerio. You can push me to the bottom of the bowl. You can talk about me, but I'm still going to rise to the top. Some of us have been talked about. Some of us have been criticized, but I'm just like a Cheerio. You can push me to the bottom of the bowl, and I'm going to rise to the top. And you know what's so awesome about what's on the inside? That boy had something on the inside. 20-year reunion came up, and somebody pulled up in a brand new BMW. They said, "Who is that?" And as it passed by and he went to grab a parking space, they looked on the license plate, and it had a personalized license plate, and it said Cheerio. That same one that they talked about, the same one that they laughed at, used his haters as his motivators. He had something on the inside. My brothers and sisters, you have something on the inside, no matter what the world tells you. God is looking on the inside. Cheerio jumped out of his car and he ran around and opened up the door. Beautiful young lady with him walked on into the sister said it was Miss Cheerio. Amen. God looks on what he looks at what's on the inside, my brothers and sisters. Let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise. We serve an awesome God. If you have ever in your life been talked about, been put down, let me tell you something. There's a man named Jesus that loves everything about you. He looks on the inside. And the question is, do you have faith on the inside? Do you believe on the inside? Do you love on the inside? And if you do, and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, guess what? Heaven will be your home. We all have flaws. We all have issues. Every family in the Bible was a dysfunctional family. Amen? And there's a level of dysfunctionalness in every last one of us. But guess what? We have a perfect Savior. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. He's looking on the inside. And my brothers and sisters, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when God looks down on all holy God, when he looks down on you, he sees his Son. Isn't that awesome? If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you feel just like Cheerio, amen, give your life to Christ today. Amen. There's so much that comes along with being a child of God. The blessings from God, favor from God. Those things are awesome, but heaven will be your home. And that's the most important thing that the Christian possesses, is a home in heaven. Amen. We're all going to have to die. We're all going to die. But the question is, are you going to heaven? Because you're going somewhere.